I am focused on my goals. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Absolute Philosopher, I am focused on my goals. We read about these people who win these Nobel Prizes and who do outstanding things in science and medicine and research, and we think to ourselves, my goodness, how did they come up with that? How did they come up with whatever they came up with? How did they achieve it? Well, they were focused on their goal. Now, many times, when you're focused on your goal, something happens, and a new goal opens up. And you say, oh, it's interesting to study why the genes and chromosomes affect the body in this such way. And but, you know, environment plays a big part too. Now, environment plays a big part. Now, what about the people and animals that were living at the same time this person and animal lived and had the experiences that they had? Now, you see, it leads them into broader and broader or more specific goals. And then, with the same enthusiasm they went for their first goal, they continue on with that goal. Now, it is true you can go on until you find your goal, but most of the outstanding achievements in science have been done by people who were flexible to see the possibility of something being used in a different way. And it's interesting, there's one multi-billionaire who is encouraging people to be creative. Innovative is the word that he used, to be innovative. And on the beginning of his article, he begins, they report him as saying, he is not interested in what school you went to, or if any school. He's not interested in who your parents are, or in how much money you have or don't have. He's not interested in how intelligent you are about how you're going about something. You may do something in the most unreasonable way. He is only interested in the final result. And then it showed a number of final results. And some of them were absolutely stupid, you know. That is, how they got to the final result was absolutely stupid. And why anyone would want to have an answer or that sort of a result is absolutely beyond measure. But what it did, it told about the possibilities of equipment and how it could handle rough handling like these demolition derbies, you know, and how things could be worked out in a most interesting way that it couldn't be worked out in other ways. Well, one of the pictures that he had of things that somebody had come up with, this person, uneducated, had a dream, and so he built this gadget. Well, one guy built a little car with wheels out like this, electric car, that is just utterly fantastic. And it gets tremendous mileage and speed and everything else, and works on a battery, and is very excellent. And then another was doing research, and their research found that the CO2, or carbon dioxide, which was the undesirable carbon dioxide, not carbon monoxide, but there's carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and then there is a new gas, a new type of flatulence gas, like which comes from the methane of a cow's bowel movements. And these things are studied in interesting ways. I mean, you know, I have a gas mask on while you're studying it. But the thing is, they come up with some most interesting things, and they're finding new ways to burn coal without pollution. Can you imagine that? They're finding new ways to do all sorts of things that are so tremendously contrary to what we had believed before, but these people did not know it couldn't be done. Yeah. They didn't know that there's no way you could do that. They merely said, I want to do it. I want to do it because it is something I want to accomplish. And so what do? They accomplish it. They are focused on their goal, whatever that goal may be. And they're able to be flexible in case the goal changes or they see the goal, what took them to their goal, was it takes them to a different direction. And they're not owned or possessed by anything that they do. They're just open and responsive to all the possibilities. So now, this is amazing and magic. This is really wonderful that you do so many things and you can accomplish so many things, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, is I am focused on my goals. And of course, when you are focused on your goals, what happens to you?
The doors open.
That's exactly right. What?
The doors open to get the imagination, to have the ideas.
The doors open and they reveal an imagination that you never dreamed possible. And this is true. That's what happens to us. The doors open and we have ways of looking at a thing that we never dreamed about. And many of the people that we've heard about, like Madame Curie, you know, who left her burner on and ended up with this wonderful substance that is used in the dials of watches and everything else under the sun. And many other people have done interesting things also, like microwave. The microwave oven was found by a man who was at work in IBM, and he was working over microwave energy, and he had a candy bar, a chocolate candy bar in his pocket, and he realized that it was all melted. And he said, well, now, what could have melted that? You know, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel it because, you see, a microwave doesn't necessarily heat the container. It just heats the contents. Now, isn't that interesting? Really interesting. And, of course, you can see how researchers, in doing their research, put their life on the line a lot of times because they don't realize that it could cook their heart or some other thing like that. And these are things that you have to be very careful of when you have microwave ovens and you have things like that, that you don't do damage to something in your body that you don't realize is happening, because it cooks without you knowing it's cooking. Mm-hmm. And that's really quite amazing. Now, this is what happens to many of us too. We have a dream and we want to follow our dream, and we tell our dream to other people and they have no idea where we're coming from, and we don't either. And how do we explain to them what our dream is? But our dream is here. And our dream is in our head. Our dream is in our brain. Our dream is there waiting to be realized. And it cannot be realized if we tell other people about it. Because if we tell other people about it, they will give us their limitation on it. And now, they're not trying to be unkind. They're trying to be very kind. Don't you realize that'll never work? You know, you ought to choose something that might possibly work, something that might has a future to it. You know, and these are things that go on, isn't it? They're crazy things. But when you are focused on whatever your goal is, whatever your dream is, you can be sure that if you don't get what your dream is, you'll have another thing right in there with it. But there's no reason also why you cannot have your goal be accomplished when you focus on it. Because when you focus on your goal, you don't say, this is how it has to work out. You say, this is my goal. And then you let it reveal itself, because it already exists, it already is there, it's already to be utilized and enjoyed and fulfilled in our life. But I focus on my goals. And when I focus on my goals, magic takes place. You can give the old hackneyed phrases of Einstein, you know, focusing on his goal, of the theory of relativity, and he wakes up in the middle of the night and writes it down and can't figure out what it means, you know. And other people have done the same thing. And this is how it works oftentimes. You get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. And this is so beautifully done. And you take a person like Emerson, and you think, here he is, a philosopher, a transcendentalist, a man who is certainly not considered to be a great scientist, and yet his wisdom is what reveals how the scientist thinks. It's really quite beautiful. Now, this is why it's so important never to discount what you hear from somebody or what you know from somebody or how it's revealed to you. What do they say? Out of the
mouths of babes.
Out of the mouths of babes come the inspiration that leads to great magic and great genius. It become as a little child and enter into that inner wisdom. Become as a little child in your creativity, in your imagination, in your spontaneity, in your feeling of curiosity. And when you become as a little child, then it is very well rewarded. You know, if a little child had the vocabulary to define all the thoughts that go through his head, we would be amazed. And if we had the ability to take that thought and understand it ourselves, because a lot of time the thought that little children have is so deeply intense, so fantastic, that we cannot have the slightest idea what it really means. And listen to them. Listen to them. And the little children might be 5, 10, 20, 50, 60, 70, 90, 100. It doesn't matter what the age is. And why do they say that older people become senile, childlike? Why do they say that? Because older people no longer, or rather, older people finally woke up to the realization that these other things are not important. And the only thing that's important, Sylvia, is what? Be
yourself and have fun.
Oh, my God, she got it. Yeah, the only thing important is to be yourself. And when you look at the old people and you say, be yourself and have fun. I am. I'm doing what I like to do. Do-do-do-do-do-do, you know. And, oh, really? Oh, really? I always wanted to talk to this lady and I wanted to tell her, you know, you're nice, you know. Can we get together, you know. And I've been always too shy to say it. Well, Grandpa, you're not shy anymore, are you? No, I'm not. What'd she say? No, she's not shy either. She said no. But at least I asked. At least I asked. And I've been anxious to ask all these years and never had the courage to do it. And you see, it becomes a little child. Little children ask questions where angels fear to tread. Like Art Linkletter's, you know, the strange things that kids say, the darndest things, and how very true. Well, find your goal. Good luck. Find your goal, or just take any goal, step by step. Find your goal and get focused on it. And when you're focused on it, you'll find that the goal will reveal itself to you. All the techniques that you want to do it. Now, I'm not kidding. Because it works. So, have a lovely evening and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.